Right, let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we come before you this morning. And we thank you, Lord, for the privilege of gathering together to hear your word. And Lord, this morning as we start the book of Job, ask you, Lord, to open our eyes, to open our ears, so that we may see and hear your word, and open our hearts so that we can understand. And Lord, as we go through the book, let us understand the purpose of this life. Let us understand the purpose of sufferings, tests, and trials, and persecution. And Lord, I pray that you'll strengthen our faith and strengthen our commitment to you. I pray, Lord, that you will help us in all things. In Jesus' name, amen. Right, we're going to be looking at the book of Job. And this morning we're going to be looking at our first part. There'll probably be about seven tapes in the series. And we're going to be looking at the disasters of Job. And the book of Job is an interesting book, often misunderstood, but I believe that we need to look at it more carefully and the issues that it raises to understand our Christianity and to give light on human sufferings, even to understand why sufferings, calamities, and sickness happen to godly people. There's this perspective in the world that good things should happen to good people, and bad things should happen to bad people. So if bad things happen to good people, well, then there's something wrong. The purpose of the book is to show the unfathomable wisdom of God's providence and the benevolence of God, even in the trials brought upon his children. It also explains why God allows righteous people to suffer, to expose their frailty and sinfulness, to strengthen their faith, and to purify them. And so there is a purpose in tests and trials. And in everything in our lives, there is purpose. And there is purpose in tests and trials in our life. Through trials, God teaches us patience. And he reveals himself as the deliverer of his people when he is called upon to help in a time of need. So I want to start by looking at Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 10. Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 10. For it became him for whom are all things, and by whom